From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China announced that it will limit exports of petroleum products to the North Koreans to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho suggested Kim Jong-un is considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to President Trump's threat at the United Nations to totally destroy North Korea. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Yang Uk, a senior researcher at the Korea Defense and Security Forum in Seoul, says detonating a nuclear-tipped missile over the Pacific Ocean would be a logical final step by North Korea to prove the success of its weapons program. However, it would be extremely provocative and carry huge risks. The radioactive fallout could be significant, as well as the diplomatic backlash around the world. David Albright, founder of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, said if Kim carries out such a test, it will be a tipping point for China and may prompt many other countries to demand an end to the regime. And Joshua Pollack, editor of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Review, believes Pyongyang's next step may be a test of its ICBM at full range into the Pacific. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
State media says Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of that test and an in-flight video from the nose cone. It was not clear exactly where the test launch occurred. President Hassan Rouhani said Friday at the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. This is VOA News. Western Puerto Rico authorities have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can while the National Weather Service warns that a dam is beginning to fail. VOA's Mia Bush on the situation.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
And officials scrambled Saturday to evacuate tens of thousands of people from the river valley below. Operators at the nearly 90-year-old dam in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon. U.S. President Donald Trump criticized U.S. Senator John McCain at a political rally in Alabama Friday for opposing the Republican Party's latest attempt to repeal the nation's health care law. Speaking at a campaign event for Republican Senator Luther Strange, Mr. Trump said McCain's opposition was sad and a horrible, horrible thing. Mr. Trump continued to lash out at the senator from Arizona in a series of tweets Saturday morning. McCain announced his opposition Friday to the Republicans' last-ditch attempt to replace the Affordable Care Act, which is commonly known as Obamacare. That's former President Obama's signature domestic achievement. The 81-year-old senator, who is fighting brain cancer, said he could not in good conscience vote for the measure, which would repeal major parts of the law and replace them with block grants to the states to tailor them in their own health care programs. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to nearly 300 as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. The National Civil Protection Chief said more than half the fatalities, 155 people died in the capital, Mexico City. Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock among the flattened building since Tuesday's massive 7.1 magnitude quake in search of survivors. Mexico's Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray told reporters that Panama and El Salvador were the first to rush crews and equipment to help them.
President Trump was very quick to respond, and he ordered the people in the White House and other departments, including USAID, FEMA, and the Department of State, to react.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran or beyond the scope of the deal. Mr. Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of a 2015 agreement unless it has broadened to punish Iran for pursuing a ballistic missile program and supporting militant groups. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.